Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More problems for Kansas farmers and ranchers. We've got the story.
I'm Dan O'Neill. A suspect in a multi-state crime spree has been indicted for murder in Mississippi.
President Trump meets with Australian Prime Minister. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. High pressure is going to be building in across Kansas, and that means great weather for us. Our forecast for today and the weekend is on the way.
House fire this morning in South Wichita near I-135 and Harry. Around 3:45, firefighters were called to the 2200 block of East Aloma. Battalion Chief Frank Buck tells KNSS News.
There's probably about 50% damage on the house. It's severe damage on there, and the house is roughly 1,500 square foot house, and it was very heavily damaged. The roof was sagging when we pulled up, and the roof eventually caved in.
No injuries reported. No one was home. Nothing yet on cause. Hiring rebounded in April as U.S. employers added 211,000 jobs. A sign the economy's sluggish growth in the first 3 months of the year may prove temporary. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.4% from 4.5%, reaching its lowest level in a decade. The Kansas Supreme Court struggling with how much discretion it has to spare two brothers from execution for four notorious Wichita slayings following a U.S. Supreme Court decision against them.
The Kansas court heard arguments Thursday in the cases of Jonathan and Reginald Carr. They were convicted of dozens of crimes against five people in December of 2000 that ended with the people being shot in a field. One woman survived. The Kansas court previously overturned their death sentences in 2014, in part because it believed it was unfair to have them tried and sentenced together rather than separately. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2016 that the U.S. Constitution didn't require separate proceedings. Attorneys for the men argued that the Kansas Constitution requires separate sentencing hearings. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The battle over health care now moves to the Senate. President Trump and Republicans celebrated yesterday's passage of the House plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
We are proud.
President Trump on a decommissioned battleship, the USS Intrepid, in New York Thursday night with Australia's prime minister. The president made this stunning statement.
I shouldn't say this to our great gentleman and my friend from Australia, because you have better health care than we do.
Trump praised Australia's government-funded universal health care hours after celebrating the razor-thin passage of a House bill that would gut Obamacare. Senate Republicans already preparing to write their own bill. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, Washington.
More problems for Kansas farmers and livestock producers.
Participants in this week's wheat quality tour in Kansas are confirming what appears to be significant damage to the wheat crop in the western third of the state due to heavy snow and freezing temperatures over the weekend. The full extent of the damage may not be known for another week. The damage from the late spring storm is not limited to wheat. The Kansas Livestock Association is reporting cattle losses, mostly in feedlots. They also say ranchers are trying to locate cattle that wandered away in the snowstorm, which dropped as much as 18 inches of snow and packed 60-mile-per-hour winds.
Kansas Information Network's Kelly Lenz.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Dave Unruh tells KNSS News the selection of Dr. Jeff Etling to be director of the Sedgwick County Zoo this week was a good choice.
They had a lot of candidates who applied for this because this is a desirable job. And the finalists were all a really great group of folks, all of whom could have done a good job. But I am really pleased with the selection that we finally came to conclusion.
Dave Unruh is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017. That's Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
For 4 hours Wednesday night, police officers throughout West Wichita performed a seatbelt enforcement operation. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says they were busy.
Four officers and one supervisor issued 44 adult seatbelt tickets in the area. So
just use this as a constant reminder to please always wear your seatbelt. That is the law, but it is for your own safety to wear your seatbelt.
During those 4 hours, only one seatbelt citation was issued for someone between the ages of 14 and 17.
Severe storms have ravaged parts of the South and are still leaving their mark on the heartland.
About a dozen buildings have been damaged, at least five people injured in Garden City, Georgia. The storm was part of a strong line of severe weather that brought heavy amounts of rain to other parts of the country. The swollen Mississippi River expected to crest this weekend in several areas in Missouri and Illinois. It's nothing residents of Chester, Illinois haven't seen before. In 1993, huge floods forced the closure of the Chester Bridge for over 2 months.
That was a nightmare. It was all summer long.
Chester resident Robert Lockhart. Richard Davies, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Baseball this weekend for the Royals and the Shockers. Indoor football tomorrow night, downtown Wichita. And a big night of racing at 81 Speedway coming up tomorrow night. We'll have previews coming up in sports.
It's United's turn to apologize to passengers. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, 47 degrees. The University of Kansas Health System says it will form a partnership with Ardent Health Services to take over the struggling St. Francis Hospital in Topeka. The deal will keep St. Francis Health open and preserve most of the 1,600 jobs at St. Francis. The partnership also will provide the hospital with $50 million in capital during the first year.
Delta Airlines is now telling a family it's sorry after their experience on board a flight.
I bought that seat.
The family members, who are from Southern California and recorded the ordeal, claim they were booted off a Delta Airlines flight from Maui to L.A. because they put their infant in a seat that was reserved for their 18-year-old son who didn't end up flying on the flight. After arguing with airline workers, Brian Shear and his family eventually had to get off.
It's like they treated us like animals.
Now Delta is apologizing, saying it's sorry for the experience and it's refunded their travel, plus it's providing additional compensation. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A Brooklyn cafe is suing Starbucks, claiming they ripped off the idea of a colorful drink.
The baristas hated making the drink, but Starbucks' unicorn frappuccino is still a big seller. Now the owners of The End, a hipster shop in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn, claim in a new $10 million trademark infringement lawsuit that they not only came up with the idea first, but began selling the unicorn latte in December 2016, and the drink has a patent pending. Starbucks launched its take on the blended beverage on April 17. It had a limited run and is no longer available. Still, the End suit says the damage is done, and the Brooklyn Cafe also wants a public apology. Todd Ant, ABC News, New York.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And tonight we've got Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office and the Mays Police Department going to be conducting a sobriety checkpoint. And that's between the hours of 10:30 and 2:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Again, a sobriety checkpoint, and that's the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office in conjunction with the Mays Police Department. KNSS Traffic Update brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast here on a Friday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. For the first week of May, we've had temperatures below normal, but now we trend above normal heading into the weekend. Sunny this afternoon, our high temperature 74. It'll be clear, 48 tonight, and low 80s throughout the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now, a fair sky, 47 degrees, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And with us this morning, live from Washington, D.C., is U.S. 4th District Representative from Kansas, Mr. Ron Estes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
First of all, congratulations. I mean, you won an election, and you're back there in Washington, D.C., representing the folks from this part of the country. And congratulations on your victory and your political victory, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a very busy week and a half. But it's great that we got our election over with, and we moved faster than some of the other states that had vacancies. And it's nice that we have a representative from the 4th District there now.
You know, and I was going to be facetious and say, you know, the first thing is, but I don't know you well enough to say, hey, how are things in the swamp? But I thought that might be a bit too much. But how are things in the swamp?
Well, it's really been interesting. It's been a great dynamic. There's been a lot of things happened the last 2 weeks while I was up there. And we got my committee assignments set up and started this week. In fact, I chaired part of the first subcommittee meeting yesterday when I was there. And so it's really been a whirlwind as we got things started. And, of course, we had two big bills passed this week with the health care bill yesterday, which is a great thing, I think, that we're going to move in the country forward and kind of protecting those folks that were getting hurt by Obamacare, just from a standpoint of having a high premiums and high deductibles. And one of the things that was hidden in that Obamacare law was that just because you had health insurance doesn't mean you could get health care. And we were seeing lots of people that they had an insurance policy, but they had a $5,000 deductible or a $10,000 family deductible, and they still couldn't get the coverage they wanted and taken care of from the care standpoint.
You know what's going to happen when you do come home for the times that you're here is that people are going to ask you, or if you have a town hall meeting, they're going to ask a very basic question, and that is, how is this going to be better than what we have now? And you're going to answer them. You've already given part of an answer there.
That's right. When we talk about the health care law, whether it was Obamacare or whether it's the AHCA that's fixing it, is that, you know, we're talking about the 7% of people that either aren't covered through an employer, aren't covered through Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, or VA benefits. So really talking about a certain percentage of the population that's not covered and have to get their insurance through what was the exchanges or in the private market. And what we were seeing was everybody's prices were going up for premiums and deductibles, and people still were choosing not to buy insurance through Obamacare. There were over 20 million people that were choosing to do a fine instead of buying the insurance because they knew the insurance still wouldn't provide them enough coverage to take care of their care. So it's kind of interesting. One of the statistics I learned this week was that there were more people who either had a waiver or chose to pay the fine than ever got insurance under Obamacare.
You know, and it's going to be, my observation was it's going to be one of those things where you're going to have to do a little sales job to convince people that it's a good idea, but you've still got to go through the Senate with this thing.
Yeah, and I think, the Democrats have been masterful all along in terms of creating these optimistic-sounding sound bites. And, but at the end of the day, it's the real-world experience that we all have. I know my insurance costs have gone up over the last 3-4 years as Obamacare has fully been implemented. And we hear story after story of people whose premiums have gone up and deductibles have gone up so that they can't get the care they want. One of the things that, you know, gets talked about as the propaganda or the spin that the Democrats are putting out about negative of this bill is that pre-existing conditions coverage. And what the truth is that everybody's guaranteed to get coverage under the new American Healthcare Act. And as long as you've maintained coverage for no more than a 63-day gap, you won't even be charged anymore. But in those instances where people are gaming the system and they're not buying insurance until they get sick, that first year that they buy insurance, they might have to have a higher premium. The insurance company has that right to do that, but it's only for the first year. And it's only for those people who've chosen to not have coverage for themselves.
Are you optimistic, pessimistic that this what you've done can get through the Senate, looking like it does now? Because you know there are some compromises. Are you optimistic about a passage in the Senate for this?
You know, I haven't talked with any of the senators, but in talking with the leadership in the House and talking with Health and Human Secretary Tom Price. You know, he has had conversations over with senators, and there's a couple of things that, they've talked about that might get added to the bill. So, you know, it might go through this process where the Senate amends it in one way or another. and then sends it back to the House for another vote, or they might just accept it as is. But I'm hearing positive things that, you know, the leadership in the Senate wants to get it passed as well, so that, you know, we can help people who are being struck or being struck down with the cost and the impact of Obamacare.
You know, no matter what your political persuasion is, when you go to Washington, D.C., and you walk around there with all the history, you've got to be impacted. It's a very impressive place to be. I'll bet you feel pretty patriotic when you get there, don't you?
It really is. And, you know, it's, just the knowing the history, knowing the things that have happened there, knowing how important it is for us as individuals and for our country and really for us as Americans to kind of be a shining star for everybody in the world. It really makes it a humbling experience for me to be able to serve there.
It got to be a bit of a thrill the first time you got to say yay or nay on a vote, right?
it really is. And actually, I was fortunate enough on the night of my swearing in, it was between two votes. They had the first vote and then swore me in. And I was able to, my daughters, because they were minors, were able to be on the floor with me during the swearing in. And so actually all three of us put our finger on the button and voted for my first vote. So that was kind of a unique experience for me and for them.
I hope you took a selfie or something.
Well, actually, you can't take pictures. The,
Okay. Well, listen, we appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with you to you in your career here for the U.S. In the U.S. House of Representatives. Again, thank you for being with us this morning, sir.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Our guest, Ron Estes, this morning, U.S. 4th District Representative from Kansas. I don't know if he's draining the swamp or not, but he's there anyway. It's coming up on 8:19 now with Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning, May 5th. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, Ted is keeping us up to date on the trials and tribulations of the Kansas City Royals. Right, Ted?
Yeah, more tribulations than anything. Yeah. The Royals still can't get back-to-back victories. They lost to the White Sox yesterday afternoon, 8-3 in Kauffman Stadium, trailed the whole way even from the first inning on. It was a split of the four-game series with the White Sox. The Royals only got 5 hits yesterday. The first-place Cleveland Indians come to Kansas City to finish up the weekend. The Tribe and the Royals tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Listen to Royals and the Tribe live on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Wichita State baseball team is on the road this weekend down in Dallas, taking on Dallas Baptist. Shockers have not done well on the road this season. Let's see how they do in Dallas this weekend. Mike Kennedy and Shane Dennis will have the call of the games tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Listen to Shocker Baseball live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Indoor football for the Wichita Force tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. The defending league champion Force hosting the first place Dodge City Law. I'll have live coverage of Force football tomorrow night right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Big racing tomorrow night at 81 Speedway, the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series coming to 81 Speedway, back for the first time in 11 years. That'll be tomorrow night at 7:30. Some of the team owners on this circuit are NASCAR racing big names like Tony Stewart, Casey Kane, Kyle Larson, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., some of the team owners. Winner gets 10 grand. These 900 horsepower cars on the dirt track at 81 Speedway tomorrow night at 7:30. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. At home, the Washington Wizards able to beat the Boston Celtics big, 116-89. Starting it forward for the Wizards, former Kansas Jayhawk Markieff Morris had 10 points and 5 rebounds. Off the bench for Washington, another KU player, Kelly Oubre, with 2 points. So far, the home team has won all 3 games in this series, the Celtics leading the Wizards 2-1 in that Eastern Conference semifinal. And the Shocker softball team will finish up the regular season this weekend at home at Wilkins Stadium. Hosting Evansville, a doubleheader tomorrow at noon, a single game Sunday at 11 a.m. Finish up the regular season for Shocker softball. At sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. We got a big event coming up a week from tonight.
Oh, I can't wait.
Big Amber Waves beer walk and tasting tour. You don't want to miss it. It's the 4th annual. It's a week from tonight down in the historic Delano District. It's a huge benefit for Starkey. You get to, amble your way through Delano, sampling great food and beer along the way. It all finishes with a stop at the Aeroplanes Brewing. You get to enjoy local brews and live music in the beer garden, courtesy of House of Schwann. It's a great annual event. If you want more information or buy tickets, just go to starkey.org and get all the information you need. Circle your calendar. That's 1 week from tonight in the historic Delano District. It's the annual Amber Waves Beer Walk and Tasting Tour.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Healthcare, a huge win for President Trump, says Sean. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.